is, you know, 5 watt and a 10 watt. You know, maybe I'll try to play around with that sometime, do some more research.
Most of the people are working off of 5 watts. That they're small, little, I think they're 6 by 6 inch little satellites streaking across there, and they don't really have a lot of power, but since they're line of sight, you really don't need much more than 5 watts of power to get into them and work satellites, so HTs work great.
Do you, like, hold, like, QSOs on them, or what?
RAX for ID. It seems like mostly it's almost like contesting. You basically get your call sign out there, your grid square, and then they'll give you their call sign and a grid square, and that's about it. It's kind of like a contest. But they also have 2 meter single sideband. They're linear satellites, which really, that's a whole nother beast there.
Well, that sounds really interesting, and yeah, I also have a ham radio neighbor who's, you know, just like a 3 minute or less walk away, and, you know, he's working, and I think he's interested in some of the satellites too, and, you know, he's right now in the process of building, like, I believe, like, some kind of, like, radio thingy that will track the satellites, so, you know, if I ever have questions, you know, how to do it, I can just talk to him.
Yeah, I was just watching how he does it, getting into the tracking antennas and computer software, that starts to get a lot more expensive to do that, but as long as you can look up little apps on your cell phone that you can track the satellites, you know when they're coming up, when the passes are. I know the ISS, they have different modes. Sometimes it works like a repeater, some days it's just an APRS digipeater. And I tried to hit a pass this morning, but I found out about it too late. I was driving to work. I just tried to tune it in on my mobile in the vehicle, but I never heard anything. But there's a lot of different things to it, but it's fast moving from what I can tell.
KI4LCI, expect roughly probably about 3 to 4 minutes. Of course, I'm not using the optimum equipment. I'm just hearing some of the FM 2 meter downlink stuff and hearing it on a scanner antenna.
You say, I mean, even on a high pass, maybe 15 minutes, but low passes, and you really got to have directional antenna to be able to follow it. But you can, scanners or I think SDRs on the computer, you can pick them up too.
As far as working those satellites goes, I don't, like I said, I'm just using what I got and not even trying to work it. I just hear it by chance on the 2 meter downlinks, but you need to have circular polarized antennas and know the passes. I'm just hearing what I'm hearing from what I can hear, but if I can hear the 2 meter downlinks that good, for about that many minutes on just a wideband, it's not even a gain antenna, scanner antenna, on a scanner. If you have the right equipment, you can do it. And you're right, the way they do it, you take your call sign, your grid square, and then you move on it. As you said, it's very similar to contest operating. Go ahead, Alexander. I just wanted to comment about that, because I frequently hear the 2 meter downlinks from some of these FM satellites here on the scanner. KI4LCI.
Of course, you will be position ID. Yeah, so may want you to kind of answer this question, but what is the best way to contact the International Space Station?
LCI, well, like he said a while ago, it depends on what they're doing for us. Packet or what? A lot of times when they haven't come over, you'll hear just a packet noise. And other times you might take and hear voice, but here lately they mostly kind of cater to working schools and things like that, space station does.
much chance in being able to just contact the International Space Station from home and get somebody on?
Well, back when I first started it, they took anybody. But it would seem from what I've read back in QST and what I've heard, they kind of concentrate on schools and groups like that now. If they still do it, last priority.
So I guess, you know, it's not very easy to contact them. I don't know. Yeah, maybe I'll just do some more research and see if I can, you know, maybe at least try.
For RAX, for ID. There's a website you can go on, Alexander. It's, I don't know the full website, but it's AMSAT, AMSATS. And they have a schedule on there that shows what mode the International Space Station is in. But on voice contacts with the astronauts up there, it says very seldom. Like Andy was saying, it's all mostly schools. Maybe once in a while, I think they say that they might have some free time and they'll be bored and they'll get on there and they'll talk on the radio. But it's mostly like a repeater. I think there might be some digital modes and then an APRS beacon.
So I'm looking right now and... So the website is HAMSATS?
Alpha Mike Sierra Alpha Tango.
Okay, so I got H-A-M S-A-T-S. Would that be correct?
H-A-M-S-A-T, HAMSAT.
Sierra Alpha Tango. There's no H on there.
What's that?
It's a, I believe they're a corporation that launches a bunch of satellites. I don't know that they're actually affiliated with the International Space Station, but they launch a lot of the ham radio satellites, and they just have a schedule on there.
So, okay, I found the website now, so hopefully I can make some contact into space.
Something to look into, and it's 2-meter 440. You can do it with a technician license. You don't need any other license than that. So it's just something to play around with, and you pretty much have the equipment and a directional antenna. I mean, if you got a tape measure around the house and maybe some PVC pipe, that you can put the one together, and you've got your little directional antenna that you could kind of track them a little bit and get a little more time out of it.
I was talking to one guy who was from the UK. I think he said just go out on his lawn with his HD and he'd be able to contact the International Space Station.
Sometimes you can. I don't know if it works with just the plain old antenna, the rubber duck that comes with it, but it doesn't cost anything to go out there, and maybe if you have an app on your phone, you see where it's coming from. You just kind of point it in that direction and listen and see what happens.
See, one thing that I've known, I've never really had the proper antenna system really to do it, but judging from my observations, it's easier to hear the 2-meter downlink satellites than it is the UHF downlink. I'm assuming due to the way the UHF band is, you need a more of a gain-type antenna for that, because I've tried programming some of those in, and I haven't heard a peep on them, but the 2 meters, though, when they're right directly overhead, I sure hear them for about 3 or 4 minutes. KI-4LCI.
The correct on that. It may also be that some of the satellites, the uplink is 2 meters and 440 downlink, and some of the satellites, it's a 440 uplink and a 2-meter downlink. So it really depends on which satellite you're listening to as to whether you'll hear anything on 2 meters. But I don't know what you're looking up or how you're finding them. I really haven't tried it. This is all just something I want to get the time and see what I can hear. KO4RAX.
Jay, for hell's the guy. Well, what I've done, I wasn't really in anything trying to hear him, but as I saw him listed in QST, I programmed, they're both ways. Some of them are uplink UHF, some of them are downlink UHF. They varies, but all the ones that I programmed in that was UHF downlink, I have yet to hear a peep by them, not a word. But on these were FM satellites that was 2 meter downlink, I'm hearing them for, like I say, as long as I can hear them here until I get beyond what the scanner antenna gets. So I just assume it's got something to do with the UHF band. It takes more, let's put it this way, juice on better antenna to receive the downlink on the UHF side than it is the VHF side. That's just what I think from what I've received here.
Typically, the UHF on the downlink is harder to hear. It's more affected by the Doppler and the movement on it, so you're having to constantly change your frequency as it gets farther along in a pass. But I don't know as far as the needing like a Yagi or, I want to say, a log periodic some of them use, but they definitely get you a little bit of gain and you can hear better.
Satellites, it would help to have the proper antenna and some gain. I'm just telling you from what I've heard here, because I'm not using a circularized, polarized antenna, anything is really for that. I've just got them programmed into the scanner and hear what I've been hearing, and they've all been on the 2 meter downlink side. Let's go ahead and carry on. I heard y'all talking about satellites, and I got to thinking about some of the stuff I've been hearing on the scanner here, which is all the 2 meter downlinks that I'm hearing. I'm going to go over at 7:30 to the GSP Regional Scout one next. KI4LZI.
KI4LZI, KO4RAX. I got a quick question for you, Andy. I've heard you talking about a 2 meter sideband net. What nights and what frequency do they run on?
See, I didn't. Well, if I said sideband, I shouldn't have said that. GSP Regional Sky One net. If I said sideband, I made an error. GSP Regional Sky One net. That's on 145.47 at 7:30 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. KI4LZI.
I said Skywarn, and I just heard sideband. Well, that's all right. I appreciate you popping in there with any kind of information you have. Like I said, I'm just starting to get into it. I don't know anything but what I can read. So you have a good evening, Andy, and this is KO4RAX.
So yeah, Jim, what else have you done in the hobby?
It's pretty much it, except for playing around with a DMR radio and trying to get that all programmed in.
What did you figure out with DMR? Do you like doing the DMR or what?
Not actually gotten onto DMR. I use the radio just as a regular 2 meter 440, and that's about it right now. I'm still playing around with the code plug and trying to program it in to use a hotspot here.
Because, yeah, my dad's getting his amateur radio license, and, he's interested in doing the digital and DMR stuff, so, you know, I was wondering if you knew anything about it, because, you know, I'll probably end up helping him with that some.
Around with a Yaesu System Fusion, and I got that, the interface cables, and hooked it up to a computer, and I was able to do Wires X and System Fusion through the computer, which I'm assuming is real similar to DMR over a hotspot.
Have you done any playing around with Echolink or anything?
Not.
I've played around echoing some, I would suggest you download it on your phone or iPad or whatever, because I prefer to actually talk on a real radio, but the iPad allows you to talk all over around the world, which is a technician license.
EchoLink, you just need a computer, right? And the software?
All you have to do is download it from, or get it from the App Store or something, and you can just, as long as your device has a microphone, you should be fine.
I've seen some radios are EchoLink capable, and I didn't know if it's somehow hooked to the radio, or I know a while back here this summer, or this fall, when Ted was using EchoLink from France, I assumed he didn't have a radio, so I was thinking it was probably just over the computer.
I always use my iPad for EchoLink, I prefer, you can, on the iPad you have option of a map and all their appears marked by dots, and you can, see where they are on the map, or you can go through, have a list and pick which one you want, and then there's also the calling CQ function, which I like, is so you can push it and your device will call CQ if another person, it doesn't matter where they are, long you can select if you want them to speak, if you only want to connect to stations that are speaking English, or you can kind of pick who you're gonna, so that way you don't get somebody speaking Chinese and they don't know English, so you can pretty much connect to anyone who also pushes their calling CQ function, which I had a station from Japan, but my EchoLink acted up and I could not transmit, I've enjoyed playing around with it, but as I said, I still like the radio.
Sounds a lot like any of your digital modes, except for you're not using the radio. You can still get your contacts around, like you said, around the world or all over the country, so you can still get out there on a technician. Whatever you can do, different modes, try whatever you can. Still new at it myself. I'm just poking around, seeing what I can figure out.
That's kind of what I wanted to do, play around and see which areas of ham radio I, like the best, I really do enjoy the 2-meter, I don't know what you call it, rap chew portion, conversations on the repeater.
I've heard a couple of nets on, 20 meters, and so, there's still HF nets, too, for when you get your general, and they wouldn't be the local repeater, they'd be across the country, so that's, nets are everywhere. They may do them on DMR or Fusion or D-Star, I don't know, you just gotta poke around, I guess, do some research.
There's I thought I heard that somewhere, and, I signed into a net in, I think it was Oregon, using EchoLink, so, there's a good, variety of nets that you can play around with, but, what I meant by rapture, what we're doing, now, kind of holding a conversation, I haven't actually been able to actually do, a rapture through a net yet.
Maybe, at 9 o'clock, the net on this repeater too late for you?
A little bit too late. During Christmas break, I checked into it, every day that I could, because my mom, let me stay up late, but, during school, 9 o'clock, I'm in bed.
Well, this isn't the only nightly net on this repeater. There's other ones out there. I couldn't tell you offhand, but just program everything into your radio and start listening and asking if they have an evening net. And there's plenty more out there than they don't all start at 9. They might be 7 o'clock. I think I've heard others talking on the repeater here that they did another net before this one, but I don't know if that was a HF net or another repeater. KO4RAX Friday.
one net that's at 8:30 every single night. I think it goes to 9 o'clock, and you know, it's run by the Anderson Radio Club, I believe.
To hit that repeater in Anderson?
I believe it's about the same distance as the Cedar Head repeater from me. You know, maybe 1 or 2 miles difference, I'm pretty sure. But, yeah, I can hit the repeater perfectly fine.
General area are you located?
Travelers Rest, South Carolina. About 2 or 3 minutes away from North Greenville University.
Not too far. I'm out here in Dacusville.
Too familiar with the town name, so I'm not quite sure where that is, but I could probably find it on my map here.
You have to zoom in a little bit on a map. It's pretty small. One or two, I think it might be a one-stop light town, a four-way stop. You blink, you're through it.
Dacusville, is it spelled D-A-C-U-S-V-I-L-L-E?
Yep, that is correct.
Well, it's actually pretty close to Traveler's Rest. You know, I have a map here of South Carolina and my shack here, you know, that I can, you know, look up Townsend. So you're not too terribly far away, it looks like.
It generally takes maybe 20 minutes to get to Easley, 20 minutes to get to TR. So I'm kind of in the middle, maybe 25-30 to Greenville, but it's in a good location, and it's out in the sticks. I don't have a lot of traffic out here.
Playing the town, yeah, it doesn't sound like there's that much traffic then.
Oh.
So staying out in the country somewhere on an acreage?
Yeah, I'm sitting out here. It's about 2 acres, plus or minus, but probably about 3/4 to an acre is woods. I'm right in the middle of the woods, kind of in between hills all around me.
We're here at Traveler's Rest, you know, we're about on, you know, 1 acre, but, you know, I prefer to live out in the country. You know, we've kind of looked to moving out into the country, but, you know, we couldn't really find anything.
It's a while, and people are pretty proud of their acreage out here, and it's only getting more expensive. I got in here about 20 years ago, so I've been doing pretty good, and no neighbors, so I can put up any kind of antenna I want, and I don't really care what it looks like if it works, so I've been playing around out in the yard trying to set things up.
To sign off here, Jim, so 7-3s, it was nice talking with you. KO4, ULP, and I'll be clear after your final.
It's good talking to you. You enjoy the rest of your evening, and I will say 73, and I'm clear.